I'd like to take a moment to thank and congratulate you on choosing Growing Marijuana, the Marijuana Masterclass, a guide written by experts. The information presented in this book is factual and intended for entertainment and reference purposes only. The author accepts no liability for how the information is used or any result you may or may not get as a consequence of reading this book. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, now that that's out of the way, cannabis is everywhere and has been since time immemorial. As humans, we can't get enough. Some theories even state that cannabis evolved alongside human beings and is intended to be used by us, and I like that idea. In many North American states, medicinal marijuana is now legal to use for medicinal purposes. It was as if a tide swept across the U.S., and now thousands, probably millions, of individuals smoke, vape, and eat cannabis regularly. We're seeing more and more countries across the globe legalize marijuana use, and I believe that even the United Kingdom will eventually move towards legalization. As legalization becomes more widespread, so does people's interest in home cultivation. Anyone can plant a seed, but beginners soon find out that growing marijuana is an art akin to a scientific process. Growing marijuana is one thing. Growing quality marijuana is quite another. There's a step-by-step process to cultivating the biggest, densest buds and developing the highest THC percentage possible. Now to the book, Growing Marijuana, the Marijuana Masterclass, a guide written by experts, was written as a how-to guide minus the filler. This compact book will take you through every stage of marijuana growing, from germination to seeding to harvest and on to tested drying and curing techniques. You'll learn about growing lights and hydroponics, as well as pick up tips about pH levels and how to avoid issues like spider mites. If there was one thing that every prospective grower should know, it is this. Ultimately, marijuana is a plant, and it wants to grow. It wants to behave. So let it do its thing. Just help it along by providing the proper environment and direct the plants along the right path, and you will achieve your desired results. I will discuss strains and the value of both sativa and indica dominance. However, I will not be discussing brands or naming specific strains, as listing the names of these alone would take up a considerable amount of the listener's time without the corresponding benefits. So, let's get on with it.